Welcome. Hello. Good morning. I hope you're enjoying the conference. Welcome to this talk on delivering millions of push notifications. This is actually a talk about mobile services and notification hubs, which is the technology that helps us deliver millions of push notifications. We'll talk about the architecture on Windows Azure, which helps us maintain registration information for millions of users and deliver push notifications in a targeted way or as broadcasts to all of our users, again, in a scalable fashion that's supported by the Azure cloud. My name is Sasha Goldstein. I work in Israel for a company called Sella Group. We do training and consulting. And this is my third talk at this conference about mobile services and push notifications. The previous two focused on mobile services alone. And today we're going to sort of target specifically the push notifications scenarios. If you have any questions, it's going to be a bit difficult to hear you, I guess, but feel free to raise your hand if there's something that's really bothering you, and I'll try to leave some time for questions at the end as well, and you can, of course, come up and talk to me during the break. This is my last session, so I'll be totally free for a few hours to talk to you all. So let's get started with a general discussion of push notifications, what it looks like when you have a mobile app that you want to integrate with push notifications. And first, how many of you actually have experience with implementing push notifications in their own mobile applications? Okay, so not all of you, but some. As you may know, even if you haven't implemented push notifications, doing this manually and integrating with every single push provider out there is pretty challenging. There's some rather difficult stuff that you have to deal with. You have to manage registration information for the various devices you have. You have to associate the registrations from these devices with some user information, like the user's location maybe, so that you can send targeted push notifications. You have to talk to a variety of push notification providers. Apple have their own one for iOS devices. Google have their own one for Android devices. Microsoft has two push notification services, one for Windows Store applications and one for Windows Phone applications. And so you have to use specific platform HTTP endpoints to deal with sending push notifications, and you also have to process feedback from these services. So a typical push system would go like this. You have a mobile app on the left, and then it registers for push notifications with a platform-specific push provider. For example, the Apple push notification service, Google Cloud Messaging, Windows push notification service, the various services for each platform. And then the platform provides the device, provides the client, with some sort of channel, token, URI. It really depends on the platform. For example, the Windows platforms actually give you an HTTP endpoint that you can use to push. Apple and Google give you a token, which isn't in itself a URL, but you have a well-defined endpoint that you can use and provide that token to push. So once the client device has that information, it has to tell your service, which is hosted wherever, on your premises, in the cloud, on Azure, elsewhere, you have the client app tell the server what the token is, what the channel is, so that push notifications can be delivered. And then it's up to you to store that information. You have to put it in a database somewhere. And again, if you're doing the whole workflow by yourself, you have to keep track, potentially, of millions of these registrations and also handle expiration. When you send the push notification, you talk to that platform provider. Again, could be Google, could be Apple, could be Windows Phone, could be Windows 8. The push provider receives the information of the push you want to send to a specific channel, delivers that to the client, hopefully quite fast, but in other cases might be enqueued for a while, the delivery might even fail. And so you can get feedback back from that push provider into your web service that says what happened to that push notification. And again, there's difference between the platforms here. For example, Apple will not tell you immediately what happened to the push notification. They will say, yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for telling us about the push. And later, you have to implement a separate endpoint for feedback. So Apple will call your endpoint and say, okay, so here's a list of push channels that are probably expired, and you have to remove these registrations. And on other platforms, it's a bit different. So you have to handle all of this, essentially, if you're doing push notifications yourself. And that's why there's now a variety of platform as a service and software as a service providers which sort of abstract away this whole business of sending push notifications. There's actually more than one provider that says, well, give us all the information about your users, your devices, your registrations, and tell us when you have a push notification that has to be delivered, we'll take care of the rest. And Windows Azure, of course, Microsoft Azure, has a solution for that as well in the shape of mobile services and notification hubs. So let me just give you a bit of background. Mobile services, which isn't the core focus of today's talk, but it's really well related to push notifications, is a back-end service provided by Azure that gives you a back-end for your mobile applications. And that back-end includes data storage, includes authentication, includes custom endpoints that you can implement, but most importantly for us, it includes push notification support. So mobile services gives you on this backend, which is hosted in Windows Azure in the cloud, gives you a set of APIs that you can use to send push notifications without having to integrate specifically with each push notification provider. There is a free tier, so you can get started. Even if the only thing you want is send push notifications, you can still use mobile services very well. And there's support for all the major mobile platforms. So you have iOS, you have Windows Phone, you have Windows 8, you have Android. There is even support for sending push notification to Kindle Android devices, which use a slightly different protocol than Google's notification service. So with mobile services, when you use mobile services to send push notifications, essentially in your backend, which is hosted in Windows Azure, you have to have a database. A SQL database is the default, although it can be replaced with other NoSQL databases as well. And in that database, you will need to store a table of device registrations, which you still have to manage. So for example, you'd have to know, okay, here's an iOS device, here's an ID which I have assigned to it, and maybe some additional information about the user, and here is that token which I can use to send push notifications to that device. And then here's a Windows 8 device, and here's the ID I have assigned to it, and here's the channel URI which I have to use to send push notifications to that Windows 8 device. So you have to keep track of this information in a table. And then mobile services give you an API for sending push notifications based on that information. So there's integration with all the major push providers, and you can send push notifications if you handle this information, if you store it and manage it in your service. And this is easier than trying to do this on your own, but it's still very far from ideal. I mean, you have to manage all this information, you have to store it, you have to delete invalid registrations, and the worst part is that you can only send a single notification in one API call. When you send the push notification using mobile service APIs, you say, well, here's the token, or here's the channel, send the push notification to that particular user. And if you have millions of records in this table, it's going to be pretty painful to send millions of push notifications like that. Could literally take days or weeks. So notification hubs is another Windows Azure service which is specifically targeted for delivering millions of push notifications fast. One recent case study was the Winter Olympics in Sochi. There were a set of mobile applications which used notification hubs for push delivery about important events at the Olympics. I don't remember the exact numbers, but they were talking about tens of millions of push notifications delivered daily. And this is still far from stretching the platform's capabilities. So this is really something that you can use to deliver push notifications at a large scale. Now, there is the scenario where you have to deliver a single push to millions of users, like a sports broadcast from the Olympics. There's also the scenario where you have a bunch of targeted notifications, maybe to just one device, but you have millions of those. Like maybe you're implementing a chat messaging system, and you have chats going on between users all the time. So for each chat, you probably have to send push notifications for messages, at least when the app is not actually open on the device. So in both of these scenarios, notification hubs can help. They abstract away the whole business of managing push notification registrations, so you don't have to have a table in your database anymore. You talk to a service hosted in Windows Azure. You can deliver push notifications based on tags. So you don't have to say, well, only this user gets the notification, and then the next one, and then the next one. You can send a broadcast, or you can use tags, and I'll come back to tags in a couple of slides. And again, it's scalable, it scales through Windows Azure. Now, you can use notification hubs with mobile services. And I have a slide coming up that shows how this integrates into the mobile service architecture. But you can also use it with any backend of yours. So you don't have to switch to mobile services. You can still use your web service backend, and you can send push notifications from a console application, if that's what works for you. And indeed, I have a demo of sending push notifications from a console application. So you don't have to go through the mobile service layer. You can use only notification hubs, only for push delivery. So this is one concern of your system that's hard to handle. You delegate that to Azure Notification Hubs. And so here is how it would look like if you integrate that into the mobile services infrastructure. So instead of in your database having to store push registrations, there is this service, the Notification Hub service, which is not managed by you. You do not deploy servers there. You do not scale it. You just use a service provided by Azure, which stores registration information, but with a couple of new things. So first of all, of course, it still has the URIs or the tokens, which is the device-specific information you need to deliver a push notification. But every registration is also associated with a tag or a set of tags. So you could think of it, instead of having channels associated with tags, you could think of tags associated with channels. For instance, you could have a tag called sports, and there's a bunch of devices interested in push notifications for that tag. So you essentially subscribe to a tag, or you subscribe to a set of tags. And you also can have templates, which we'll discuss later, which helps deliver push notifications to all the platforms at once without having to specify, well, now I'm sending a push to iOS, now I'm sending a push to Windows Phone. We'll come back to templates a bit later. But the general idea is you have a bunch of tags, which are arbitrary strings, which you can define, and each tag can be associated with, well, essentially one or more push registrations, actual devices that will receive a push notification. So this is much easier to manage, it's more scalable, it's easier to use, and it will send millions of push notifications in a reasonable amount of time. So I know this is a lot to digest, especially if you haven't worked with mobile services before, or if you haven't considered push notifications before. So let me give you a brief overview of the options we have for registering for push and for delivering push. So, if you use mobile services exclusively to manage push notifications, then we're at the first diagram I've shown you. We have a table in our database with a bunch of information about each registered device, explicitly managed by you, and you use a module provided by mobile services to send push notifications to each device, to one device at a time. There's a module for that in JavaScript, there's a module for that in .NET, so if you want, you can still use that layer through mobile services, no notification hubs involved. Another option you have is direct registration from the client to the notification hub, and then you don't need mobile services in your solution. So you define a notification hub in Windows Azure, and I'll show you how in a couple of minutes. And then your clients just have to know about the notification hub information to register for push notifications. They provide a bunch of tags, they are registered in the notification hub, and then you can deliver push to them from mobile services or from any other backend. There is a NuGet.NET package for Azure Service Bus, which you can use to deliver push notifications from any backend that you have through the notification hub. And there is also an option to use a combination of mobile services and notification hubs. So instead of the client registering directly for push notifications, you can have the client talk to the mobile service and have the mobile service talk to the notification hub. So these options are really equivalent. It's just a matter of whether the client or the server does the actual registration. It doesn't particularly matter, to be honest, but the options are there. So, coming back to this tags thing, which is quite abstract, you can use tags in a bunch of very, very interesting ways. And here are some examples of how you can use tags to deliver push notifications to exactly the users you think should have that notification appear. So one option would be to use a user ID as a tag. If you want to send a push notification to a particular user, you just have them register to the notification hub with a specific user tag. Now, you can do this on multiple devices. So if the same user is signed in on multiple devices, you can register them to the notification hub using the same user ID. And then when you send the push, it will arrive at all the devices where the user is using your application. So this is one option for sending targeted push to a specific user. Another option outlined here is to use a region as a tag. Again, it's just a string. It's totally up to you how you interpret that string. So you can say, well, I have region Europe, and then I can send push notifications to all my European users, if all the European users have registered for that specific tag. So it's a classic publish-subscribe architecture. Some other examples, sports, news, sort of generic tags for breaking news information. In a chat messaging app, you might have a group or a conversation and have a tag for that. So you can send the push notifications to everyone subscribed to that conversation or everyone subscribed to that group. So I hope you see the options are pretty limitless here. As long as the client devices subscribe to the channels that are interesting for them, subscribe to the tags that are interesting for them, you can send push notifications to very specific slices and segments of your user population. So this is the theory of how you'd use notification hubs. And what I want to show you now is some of the APIs and then a demo application which actually uses notification hubs to deliver push notifications on a couple of platforms. We'll take a look at Windows 8 and Android just to show you that there is really a variety of platforms supported by this. So to register for push notifications, as we've mentioned, there are several options. You can do this through mobile services on the server, you can do it from your own server, or you could do it from the client. So here's a couple of examples for registering to push notifications from JavaScript on Node.js, which you can run locally or which you can run on the cloud. So there is this handy module called Hub, which is part of the Windows Azure JavaScript Node module, and it has a bunch of properties for specific push services. For Windows notification service, for Apple notification service, for Google Cloud messaging, and so on. And the API essentially takes the channel or the device token, which is the specific registration information that identifies one device. It takes a set of tags, which is simply an array, pretty much unlimited array, so you could have as many tags as you want for each registration, and a callback, which will be invoked once the registration is successful. So this is something you have to do whenever something changes in your push preferences. When you have a new device that's interested in push notifications, or when the user expresses a preference change. I'm no longer interested in sports, I'm only interested in breaking news. So this is the JavaScript version. I'm working under the assumption that many of you are .NET developers, so this is also doable from C# code. On the client, for example, from Windows 8 and Windows Phone applications, you have, again, a NuGet package, which you can use to talk directly to a notification hub. So basically, there is this notification hub class, which you can create, instantiated with connection information, and then you register using, again, a device-specific channel. In Windows Store apps, there is this handy readable API called Push Notification Channel Manager, create push notification channel for application async, which will give you that channel. If we go back to that first diagram I had, this is the part when the device talks to the Microsoft push service and gets back a channel. And this is the part where you register for specific push notifications with a hub so that your service can send pushes to that client. So there's two parts. One is platform, totally platform managed. The other is yours. So this is direct registration from Windows 8. This is also available on iOS, Android, and Windows Phone, like I've said. So you can do direct client registration from these platforms. Again, you don't have to go through Windows Azure mobile services to register for push notifications. To actually deliver a push notification using the notification hub, again, from JavaScript, you have this hub node module. And again, for each platform, there is a specific property. So for example, here, WNS is the Windows notification service. And I can say, I want to send a toast notification to a Windows Store application with a couple of tags. So everyone subscribed to one of these tags will receive that push notification. And I can say, well, text one is breaking news. Text two is something I grabbed from a website before I came here from Israel. And again, you have a function that says if there was something wrong with sending this push notification. You don't always know if it was actually delivered, but you at least know if, well, the registration exists and if the format of the message was fine. You might just pass in invalid information, and then this callback will tell you about it. So this is sending a push from JavaScript. And again, you can also do this from .NET. This is, by the way, an example for sending an Apple push notification, not particularly interesting. But here's how you send a push notification from a .NET backend, like a console app, a website, a Windows service, what have you. So again, there's this NuGet package for Windows Azure Service Bus, and you have a class called Notification Hub Client. You instantiate one of those, and then you instantiate the payload for your push notification. This is only partial, the partial payload. I'll show you a demo in a couple of minutes. And then you just send Windows native notification async. So again, you simply deliver a push notification to, well, in this case, to everyone. But there is also an option of having tags. So you can deliver a notification to only a specific set of tags. So you can do broadcasts, you can send to a specific user, you can send to a bunch of users interested in something. This is the tags abstraction at play. So we have all these options, and I'd like to show you a demo. So what I have here is a Windows Azure mobile service and a Windows Store app, which I developed in yesterday's talk. And it's essentially an app for managing apartments for rent. So on the left, we have a bunch of apartments that we can rent. And on the right, we have a map showing these apartments. And we also have the option of adding additional apartments and for logging in and for a bunch of additional features which are really more interesting for mobile services, so we won't look at them here. But the important part is that whenever a new apartment is added, I probably want to tell other users about it, at least users in my region. And so I would like a push notification to be sent when a new apartment is added. So first of all, I'm going to log in. And I will log in through Twitter with this fake user I have. And so now we are indeed logged in. And then let's add another apartment at the Eiffel Tower. 8 bedrooms, click add. And as you can see, I get a toast notification pop up, well, pretty much immediately, saying a new apartment was added. Now, you could argue that if I added this apartment, I probably shouldn't have received that push notification, and I'll probably agree with you. But what I did in this particular case is send this push notification to all the users I have, like a broadcast, which obviously isn't ideal if this is a real production app. I'd probably want to segment my users by region, maybe let them subscribe to specific regions, specific neighborhoods, specific street names, whatever. And again, by using tags, I can associate my users with arbitrary expressions. But the idea is that I can definitely send the push notification from my backend. And I'll show you that backend in a second, but first, let me go back to my console here. I have this nice console app called Rent a Home Add Console, which helps me send push notifications to my users from a console app, totally outside of Windows Azure. And I can see through this app as well what registrations I currently have in my notification hub, all the registrations available to me. So we have two registrations here. One registration here on top is not associated with any tags. And another registration right over here is associated with a user-specific tag. So essentially, in my app, whenever a user logs in, I register them for a specific tag for their user ID, which is one of the options I've told you about. And also, whenever anyone opens the app at all, even without logging in, I register them without any tags, so I can send them broadcast notifications. So that's what I have currently in my notification hub. Let's send a push notification. This is a great audience. So I've done that. And again, you can see that I received a push notification, a toast push notification, from my notification hub backend, even though, again, Windows Azure wasn't involved in the actual sending of the push. I can totally do this from my own backend, from a console application, and still all of my registered devices will receive that push. So let's take a look at the specifics. First, I'm going to show you the console app because it's really very, very simple. So what I have here is a NuGet package which adds the Microsoft Service Bus assembly to my project. Service Bus contains notification hubs. And so, again, you don't have to use any other Service Bus obstructions like queues and topics and stuff. You can only use notification hubs with Service Bus. And then in my program, what we have is a notification hub client, as I've told you, which we initialize with this long endpoint, which I grabbed from the Windows Azure portal. And then I can do a bunch of things. I can list all the registrations, well, or at least the first 100 registrations in this case. And this is what I do if the user passes in dash dash list. Or I can send the push notification, and here's the format of that. So this is the string payload of the push notification, which is specific to Windows Store applications. So only Windows Store subscribers would be able to receive this one, and we'll address that problem a bit later. So I have the add and the message, which was provided by the user, and then send Windows native notification async delivers that notification with no tags specified. But this function, this method, send Windows native notification async, also has an overload that takes a tag expression. So you can specify which tags you want that to be delivered to. And you don't have to just provide an array of tags. You can actually do Boolean operators. So you can say, I want that delivered to a specific user or to anyone subscribed to sports and news and so on and so forth. So you can have a Boolean expression which specifies exactly what tags you want to target. So this is the console that sends push notifications. Let's take a look at the registration part. So this is the Windows Store app that I have. And this one actually has references to Windows Azure Mobile Services, to the platform client for Windows Store applications to access Windows Azure Mobile Services. As I've said, though, it is possible to register to push directly with the notification hub, not going through mobile services. But in this particular case, the push registration is in a couple of places. One of them is right down here. So this is this horrible long API name, which gives me the push notification channel. And then get push register native async is again a function that takes that channel URI and a set of string tags. So the client can register for whatever tags they want. So when the app starts up, this is app.xaml.cs. So when the app starts up, I just register with no tags. And this only allows me to send broadcasts. But when the user logs in, and this is elsewhere, somewhere down here, here's login. So when the user logs in, I use this very same register native async function, but this time I pass in an array of tags. Well, I only have one tag in that array, which is user colon and the user ID. So you can definitely have multiple registrations for each device, or you could delete and update registrations from the client. It doesn't particularly matter, though. What matters is that you have this set of tags associated with a device, and then you can send targeted pushes. So, we've got a couple of options for registering and for sending push notifications. I'd say there still is this pretty nasty problem. The registration APIs I've shown you so far are platform specific. For Windows 8, you call one function. For iOS, you call another function. For Windows Phone, you call the third function. And this might be fine because they really have different semantics. They have different push notification templates that you can deliver. The payloads are different. The problem is that the code that sends the push notification is also different. So you have to, if you have targets on all the different platforms, you have to put four API calls in your code. Send to Windows, send to Windows Phone, send to Android, send to iOS. Now you can use tags, no problem, but you still have to deliver four different payloads. And I mean, it's not that bad really, right? You can even wrap this in a function or something, but the good news is that notification hubs can take care of that as well through a mechanism called template registration. So instead of registering without specifying any additional information, there is now a set of APIs which you can use to register with a template. And this is the JavaScript version of these templates, which I'll show you in a second. So what we have here, for example, for WNS, for the Windows Notification Service, is a template registration that takes the channel, as before, a set of tags, as before, a callback, as before, but also this specific thing over here, this JSON object, which is a template for what the payload will look like. And so the payload here is text one, and then this token dollar breaking news. So this will be covered in a second. Let's take a look at the Apple version. Again, same general structure, channel or device token, a set of tags, a callback, and importantly, a different payload template, because iOS expects a different payload template. So this one is APS, alert, colon, breaking news, the same token. And you can do this for Android and for Windows Phone appropriately. So you still have to do registrations differently for each platform. And this sort of makes sense because, again, the payloads have a different structure. The benefit of doing all of this preparation work is that when you send a push notification, you don't use a platform-specific property. You just tell the hub, send the push notification to a set of tags and replace that breaking news token with whatever I've put in here. And the way it works is that inside the notification hub, there is a table or some sort of storage which associates each registration with a set of tags and device tokens and all of this information, but also a template for what the push payload should look like. And in that template, which you provided, you have these tokens embedded. And so when you send a template push, you just specify replacement values for all of these tokens. And the Notification Hub platform takes care of doing the actual string replacement, which isn't that hard, and sending the appropriate push to each platform. So if it knows that a registration is for an iOS device, it will use this template. If it knows that the registration is for a Windows Phone device, it will use this template. And this basically saves you the trouble of having to specify four different payloads when you actually deliver the push. And again, it's pretty valuable that you can just send push notifications in a single API call. So let me show you an example of this thing. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that. So here's the Android version of this rent-a-home application. It shows different data because it's actually connected to a different mobile service, not the same one, but it's essentially the same idea. We have a list of apartments, we can add new apartments, and so on and so forth. And I also have over here a locally running web page which uses notification hubs, and I'll show you the code in a couple of seconds. And what I've done in this locally running console app is connect to a notification hub and retrieve from it the list of all the registrations I currently have. And these are template registrations. You can see the templated parts over here, over here, over here, and over here. The first two are for Windows Phone devices, the third one is for iOS, and the fourth one is for Google, is for Android, Google Cloud Messaging. So now, to send an actual push notification to all of these devices, I just go to this nice text box and say something like, thanks for coming to Tech Days, and hit send. And slowly but surely, it should send that. Okay, ad sent successfully. Let's take a look at the emulator. The first demo that doesn't quite work. It went well until now. Okay, let's try and refresh that page. Okay. Right. So, let's try to troubleshoot this. In the Windows Azure portal, which I haven't shown you yet, there is a section where you can take a look at the notification hubs that you have and even send sample push notifications through them. There is a service bus section, and then I have a bunch of hubs in here. And specifically, here's the rent-a-home hub. Oh. The notification hub is in a blocked state due to APNS issues. Well, it worked like 30 minutes ago before we started the talk, but it's good to know that you can see this information. It's the first time I see this kind of error. Let's try to look at the configuration. Apple notification settings. Right, so I'm just going to try and delete that, and maybe that will unblock my notification hub. All right. Let's see if the state improves. Right, so this looks better. Let me try the same thing again now. It really wasn't intentional, and I hope it resolves the problem. So let's send this again. Nah. Still not delivered. Go back here. Let's refresh that dashboard. Right. Okay, one more thing I can try, and this is useful to know. I don't actually have to write a console app or something to send a test push notification through a notification hub. There is this debug tab over here. And so I can say, let's try to send the push to Android with some sample text. And I hit send. And it should tell me if there was any problem delivering it. Oh, no registrations were found for the selected platform. So that must be why it didn't deliver anything. OK, so let me try to run this app again on my Android device. I'm going to reset this in Eclipse so I can kill the process and restart it. It's this one specifically. Stop. Run it again. Because when I run it, it associates itself with the notification hub. Let's go back to the portal and refresh this. Let's take a look at the log output. Oh. Okay, it can't connect to the internet, seems to. Well, the emulator anyway can't connect to the internet. Which is why it can't register and it can't receive anything. Yeah, doesn't look like it's connected. Let me try the Wi-Fi. Okay, something went wrong. Wonderful. Okay, so we have connected to something. Let's try and refresh this thing again. Well, the emulator has given up on me at this point. Yeah, okay, oh, okay, so it's now, it is connected. Let me kill it again so it does the registration when it starts up. Let's take a look at the log. Okay, subscribing with registration ID, blah, blah, blah. Sounds fine. Let's take a look at this again. But here I can still only see four registrations. Yeah, it's not delivered. Okay, one last thing before I give up is take a look at the mobile service logs to see maybe why this push wasn't delivered. There's a bunch of moving parts in here, unfortunately. Yeah, so this sent successfully sent ad, successfully subscribed. Let's take a look at the details for that subscription. So this is the registration ID, 865866 and so on. This is the one. So it all flows through. The mobile service has received the subscription request. The hub has subscribed that registration, that device. But the push just doesn't reach the emulator. I suspect this to be internet related because this really does work generally. Previously, we had a real problem with the hub being blocked for some mysterious reason, but this is no longer the case, so this is something else at play. Regardless, I do want to... Yes, please, sir. The what? Oh, no. It worked regardless of the time zone. It's delivered immediately. The code that actually displays the notification runs on the device. So let me show you the code regardless, which is responsible for subscribing and for listing registrations and for sending the actual push. Again, this is Node.js. This is using the JavaScript module for Windows Azure. So there's a couple of moving parts here. First, as you can see here, this is me using the Azure module, the Azure JavaScript module, to create a notification hub, again, using this connection information that we need to send push notifications through that hub. And then I have a couple of things I do with this hub object. The first is to subscribe. So the clients, through an HTTP POST request, call a custom API which my mobile service exports, and this is, again, not quite as interesting. You could also do this from your own backend. The interesting part is that I receive three pieces of information, essentially. A set of tags, a type of the platform, iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Windows 8, and the actual registration information, the device token, the channel URI, and so on. And so what I have to do is first check in the hub that we have, if there is already a registration with that device token or channel and so on. So I list registrations by tag, and I look for an existing registration. So if I find an existing registration, I just update it with the new tags. And this is less interesting. The interesting part is where we create a new registration. So this is a new device which I haven't seen before, and I want to subscribe it for push notifications through the hub. So as you can see, I have four if statements here, one for each platform. So again, the registration part is still platform specific, but here you can see all the specific templates I'm using. So for Windows 8, I have this template, which has one piece of static text and also two pieces of dynamic text. Actually, no, two pieces of static text and one piece of dynamic text. The only dynamic piece is this dollar message token under text2. If the platform is Windows Phone 8, then we have a different template, which only has one piece of dynamic data, and there's only one piece of static data. The reason for using two different templates is that on Windows 8, the toast notification is bigger, and there's room for three pieces of text. On Windows Phone, there's only room for a title and a message. So you really need different payloads. This is what I'm trying to show here. And then for Android, the actual push payload is in fact totally up to you. You can deliver a message up to 4 kilobytes, and it can be arbitrary data. Could be binary data, could be a JSON object, could be just plain text of your choosing. You just have to embed it inside a data element in a JSON object. Under that, you can provide arbitrary information. So in my case, I just pass in a JSON property called message, and again, the dollar message token is embedded in there. So this is where I have the highest degree of freedom over what I pass in. And finally, on iOS, there is actually much less freedom, because on iOS, there's basically two parts of information that I can customize. One's the actual text displayed to the user, and the other is a badge, a number that appears on the application icon. This is all I can customize here. I don't provide a badge, I just provide the alert message. So for each platform, there's a separate function call which takes this payload and registers a combination of device and tags with that template. So this is how we put stuff in the notification hub. And this is also what this little web page displays. It just displays all the registrations we have with their template information. Once we have that, we can send push notifications, and this is pretty much as easy as the slides introduced. So I have another endpoint which can be called through HTTP post requests called send add, which creates a payload with a message. So this is the only thing I have to do for all four platforms, just explain how to replace the dollar message token with an actual value that's passed in, and then I call hub.send, which takes a set of tags, in this case just one tag, and the payload. So a single API call to deliver the push notification to all the different clients subscribed for this tag. And I don't actually give my clients any choice if they subscribe or not. All of the four apps I have in this case are subscribed to receive ads. So they all will appear under here, and they will all receive ads when they are delivered. Now, I do want to try and show you this. So I will, for a second, also run my Windows 8 virtual machine, on which I have a Windows Store application that uses the same notification hub. And maybe the Windows Store push will succeed. And then even though the Android demo didn't work, you will still see that this template thing actually works. So I'm going to give this a try. And if it doesn't work, the whole code will be available to you after this presentation, and you could definitely try this out yourself. So here's my Windows 8 VM, which is trying to refresh its resolution right now. And I have a Visual Studio 2012 project, sort of embarrassing, which is a Windows 8.0 application. So let me just run this thing. Actually, I might have it installed, so I don't really have to do this. Yeah, I have it installed already. So this is another version of the same rent-a-home application which we have already seen that's connected to the notification hub we had previously. So as long as the internet's working, sort of working, isn't this unfortunate? Let me try to switch back to the wired connection, which seems to be available. Sometimes the demo gods just aren't on your side. After two talks yesterday with no demo glitches, I guess my luck ran out. So the wired connection thinks it's connected, but nothing's actually happening. I'm going to go back to Wi-Fi for a second. Okay, Wi-Fi's coming up. Yeah, I've run out of things to say at this point. Okay, I'm going to give up for now and leave some time for questions. And then after the questions, I'm going to try and see if the problem just magically resolved itself. And then I'll try to show you this again. So if you have any questions, now would be a good time. Yes, sir. Right, so the question is, is a push notification delivered to a device or to an application on a device? So it's a philosophical question. On iOS, for example, you have very little control over what happens when the notification is received, and the application doesn't have to be running to receive a push notification. So I think the most accurate thing to say would be that it is delivered to the device. However, if the user interacts with the notification, then your app can open up and process the payload. So in a way, it does have some access to the notification. On Android, on the other hand, as an example, the system doesn't do anything special with your push notification, and it relies on the service that you have to have running which will process the notification and show any UI to the user. And if you don't have that sort of service, nothing will happen when the push is received. So the system does process the notification, but it's not displaying any UI, it's not popping up a toast, it's not doing anything. So on Android, it would be probably more accurate to say that the application processes the push. On Windows 8 and Windows Phone, it's sort of a combination, so it's a combination, I'd say. Yeah. Yes? What happens to the feedback from the push services? So when you're using notification hubs, I suppose you mean. So the only case where processing feedback isn't trivial is with Apple's service, because they don't give you feedback right away. They call an endpoint that you provide. So the notification hub platform implements that endpoint for you. So you don't have to care about this feedback endpoint, and they will simply remove registrations if Apple tells them this device is no longer available, it's lost, it's disconnected, it's expired. There is a registration limit on push notifications on most platforms. I think on iOS, for example, it's 30 days. So if the channel was not renewed for 30 days, it's off. On the other platforms, when you get feedback right away, the callback that you provide when you send the push will give you access to that information. If the device is inactive, if the channel is dead, and so on. But generally, there is a valid situation where the push is enqueued and delivered like 5 hours later, if the system was off or if the user wasn't connected to any internet. So in these cases, you'd get some sort of response that says the push was enqueued, and you have to trust the system that the channel is sort of available and might be delivered later. Generally, I'd say that regardless of what platform you use, you can't rely on push notification for reliable data delivery. The push notifications just get lost, and there's not much you can do about it. Yeah, so In Apple's case, the hub only tells you if the registration was, if you provided a valid registration or if there are any devices registered for that tag, you get that sort of data. You don't know if it was actually delivered to any devices, if the channels are dead, and so on. I think you also, yes. Once the what?
When should I set up notification hubs? Which point?
I'm sorry, again?
We're talking about millions of
notifications. Yes.
So when should I scale up from one notification hub to two?
Oh. Yeah, you should. So the question is, when should you scale from one notification hub to more? You should not. You should use just one notification hub, and you can scale that. So the general idea, if I can get the Wi-Fi to work, the general idea is that... Right, so the portal isn't working. The general idea is that you have a set of pricing tiers for notification hubs and for mobile services, but let's discard that for a second. So you have a set of pricing tiers for notification hubs, and it can scale pretty much with your needs. So you don't have to create multiple hubs for scalability. You work in units, in pricing units, which allow you to deliver a certain number of push notifications per month. And so the more units you scale to, the more notifications you can deliver. And again, I haven't, I'm not aware of a system running on Windows Azure that sends more than what you can scale to in the portal, but it's definitely possible. So if the portal doesn't let you scale to the number of units you think you need, you can contact Microsoft, and they will update the quotas for you. There is no, I mean, the platform itself has many, many servers which are capable of sending push notifications. You don't have to worry about anything but saying how many push units you need. If you want to send 5 million push notifications in 5 minutes, well, what you need to make sure is that you have the sufficient number of units of push units available. I think the standard tier for notification hub pricing, I wish I could retrieve that info for you right now, but the standard tier for push notification hub pricing, I think one unit is 5 million pushes per month. So if you have that available, you just tell the hub send a broadcast or send to a set of tags. If there are really 5 million devices subscribed, it will take care of that for you. You don't have to explicitly say, in 5 minutes I'm going to need to send a very, very large broadcast. You just work with the standard hub APIs. Obviously, the platform does have a limit, but it was used to send the tens of millions of pushes daily in bursts, obviously, so it's capable of that scale. Yes, sir. Okay, so the question is, if when you use notification hubs, does it still use the platform-specific servers? It does. There is no way to send the push notification to an iPhone without going through the Apple push notification service. So the hub still talks to the platform-specific services. It just talks to them on your behalf, and you don't have to worry about it. Right. So how does it improve the throughput, right? So you could also hypothetically send multiple pushes at once. It's just a matter of creating enough TCP connections and sending pushes in parallel. The problem is that from a single machine, there is still a limit of how many pushes you can send at once. The Apple servers, the Google servers, the Windows push servers, they are capable of processing millions of push notifications in a short amount of time. But the problem is that from a single system, you'd have a problem actually sending so many in parallel. And notification hubs will scale, to as many servers as necessary to actually deliver. Yes? Do you register for notification hubs? What? Oh, for PhoneGap. Yeah. So there is a JavaScript API for registering, which I believe only relies on HTTP. So you could, even if there's not a built-in module for that, you can do AJAX. It's just an HTTP. It's all REST HTTP calls. So you can definitely register from any HTTP client. Now, obviously, you can only send push notifications to mobile devices, to iPhones, Androids, and so on. But PhoneGap is a good example. Right. So let me see just for a second if this thing was in any way restored. Yeah, so the network is still dead, unfortunately. So yeah, coming back to questions, you have very good questions. Right. Well, I'm sorry for the botched demo, and you do have 15 minutes spare for your break, which is never a bad thing. Thank you very much for coming. I'll put all the code online. My blog and Twitter account are here. I'm going to put all the code online as well as the slides, so hopefully you can experiment with that last thing that we didn't manage to quite get working. Enjoy the rest of the conference. Thank you very much.